Amen.
Jacob, because they have not fully followed me. Say Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the son of Hittite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. And how my sermon is lessons from the life of Caleb. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this night. Thank you for this church, Lord. I pray that you fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help me to edify these people here, Lord. I pray that the message would be honoring and glorifying to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I think you're muted.
Muted?
Okay.
No, it doesn't allow you.
It's not on.
Life of Caleb. So Caleb's a great man of God in the Bible. And there in verse 11, the Bible's saying that out of all the children of Israel, there's going to be two people that get to make it into the promised land, Caleb and Joshua. And so it's pretty elite thing to be one of two of the whole nation to get to go into the promised land. And Caleb's a great man of God. I want to learn some lessons from his life tonight. Number one being that your ethnicity is not a barrier for doing great things for God. Now, it's sad that in 2020, we even have to say this, since the news media is acting like we're living in the 1860s,
yeah.
That there's racism on every corner. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I've lived in the state of California, the state of Idaho, the state of Washington. I live in the state of Oregon. I've been to other states. And I can't even think of a time where I've seen racism with my own eyes in my life, okay? Yeah. And yet the news wants to tell you that we're living in a time where everybody hates people of different ethnicities, and we're living in a time where we're acting like people of different ethnicities are held back from doing great things in their life because of the color of their skin. But you know what? It's not that way when it comes to God.
Amen.
Even if you perceive that there is a barrier in your life because of your ethnicity or your race or anything like that, well, guess what? That barrier is not there with the Lord. God is not a racist. And guess what? Caleb was a Kenizzite. Let's read verse 12. Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. Why is that important? Go to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 15. Genesis 15. Look at verse number 18. The Bible reads, in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Those should be some familiar names to you if you've read through the Old Testament. Obviously, the Canaanites. What were they? They were a heathen nation. They were a Gentile nation. And there it talks about the Kenizzites, which Caleb's father, Jephunneh, was a Kenizzite. Now go back to Numbers 32, please. Numbers 32. Now, when you're looking at these genealogies, it's really easy to get confused. There's another Caleb that came from Judah by blood. He came from Judah through Tamar. That's a completely different Caleb. But Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, his father is a Kenizzite. I'll read for you Numbers 13:6. The Bible says, of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. So Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he belonged to what tribe? The tribe of Judah, right? And in verse 12 of Numbers 32, it says, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they've wholly followed the Lord. So here's the thing. Yes, Caleb was of the tribe of Judah, but the Bible says his father was a Kenizzite. So that makes me think that either his father or maybe Caleb himself at some point joined the nation of Israel. So what does that prove? Well, it proves that Caleb was a Gentile. And that's going to make the Zionists really upset. But here's the thing. Caleb was not of the stock of Israel. He wasn't of the perfect bloodline of Israel because his father was a Kenizzite. So what does that mean? It means God's not a respecter of persons. God did not look down from heaven and say, who are the two men that I'm going to choose to go into the promised land? Let me make sure I check their blood type real quick. Let me make sure I check their DNA real quick. No, he looked at their hearts. And although Caleb was the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, he was one of the two that made it. And guess what? Your ethnicity is not a barrier to how far you go for the Lord. Even if you perceive that it's a barrier for something in the United States or something in your town or something in this world, it's not a barrier for the Lord.
Amen.
And you can never, ever use that excuse. Let's go to Acts chapter number 10. Acts chapter number 10. Acts chapter number 10, look at verse 34. The Bible reads, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." So does God look down from heaven and judge a person by the nation that they're from, by the ethnicity that they have? The Bible says God is no respecter of persons.
Right.
And every single nation, the people that fear him there, those are the people that he has respect to, the people that fear his name.
Amen.
Verse 36, "The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree." Excuse me. "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which is ordained of God to be the judge of quick